Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir, thanks to Taddy's Ponsonby Road and High Street.
I was just demonstrating for the team here my nom de male model walk. My catwalk.
We totally need Wimpcam in the studio for that one. Oh God, that was awesome. not first thing in the morning, no. People.
Hi, Penelope Noir's with us, and you've got a friend in the studio with you, Penelope.
Yes, I have Amy from Taddy's.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the breakfast show. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you.
And what are we chatting about today, Penny?
Well, Taddy's is the fine sponsor of this segment.
And Yep.
And I'm a regular customer of theirs. I like to purchase and sell.
Thank you, Penny.
Purchase and sell? What do you mean sell?
Well, yes. There we go. Amy, would you like to explain how Taddy's works for us?
Sure. So Taddy's is a consignment-based secondhand clothing store. Sounds very exciting. there's lots of us out there, but we, Taddy's,
what do you mean?
What does
consignment based mean?
Oh, I'm using a bit of lingo here, American lingo, consignment. So sure. We sell on your behalf, so you get money, which
Yay!
Is pretty
oh.
awesome.
Yeah.
Do those claps again.
Can you tell us like a little bit about how Tatty started out and what your background is?
Sure. So I pretty much was born into it, whether you think that's a good thing or not. But my mum started the Recycle Boutique. And so, yeah, from like the age of two, I sat under the counter watching what she did and talking to the customers and pretending to be a mannequin in the window and scare people. That was my all-time favourite.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just really jealous of that. Oh.
So, unfortunately...
What was your best one of those you ever did?
Oh, okay, so my best one ever...
I know you remember it. Yeah.
yeah, I totally remember it. It was me and my brother, and it was in the 80s on Lawn Street, and so Mum had all of this weird, awful cane furniture, you know, that big, loungy cane furniture in the
Quite window. The fashion of the time,
Quite
though.
Quite the fashion. Yeah. And I was actually on the chair, and my brother was, like, lounging on the ground in the window, and it was a couple and a dog, an elderly couple, and they just... Not only did the dog start going off, barking, but I think the woman may have had like a little heart palpitation, but we didn't stick around to see what happened. We scrambled to the back of the shop.
It wasn't us. It wasn't us. It wasn't us.
Pretty much. So yeah, I mean that
person could be listening, going, "Yeah, that's what put me in the hospital."
Exactly. Or into the ground. It was a bit weird. There's been
or into the ground.
Into the ground. Sure. Well, maybe. Who knows?
Young lady.
So, yeah, there's actually yeah, so, been, yeah. like, only 1 year in my whole life that I haven't been part of a secondhand clothing store.
Part of the rag trade.
Part of the rag trade, yeah. Exactly. So, when Mum and Dad closed or sold their business, I started mine.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about
Which
that? Cool,
Taddy's.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
Taddy's. Cool, cool, cool.
Because initially you started out and it was, did you, I don't know, this just could be my perception, it was designer clothing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in 2006, you all remember the rage, you know, like Sex in the City and mixing like 50s and 60s pieces with your really, really, like with your Manolo Blahniks, basically. So that was the total rage. And one of the kind of goals that I had was to really bring that way of dressing to everybody, so not just to people in their 20s and 30s.
Very thoughtful of you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It was nice, eh? Yeah. So that's how it started out, and I sort of had this vision of, you know, being a store. It didn't really matter that we were secondhand, but a store that sort of taught people how to style themselves as well. So, it didn't matter if it was a vintage piece or a designer piece or even a Glassons piece. You know, you could put it all together.
Even a Glassons piece.
Even a House of G. House of G.
Because the mannequins in the shop windows always look amazing. Do you have people that are like, are you doing that, or are there specialised people that are doing that within the store? Or?
No, it's just, it really is. Once you start working at Teddy's, you part of the pleasure of working there, I suppose, is that everyone gets to do everything. So you get to do the windows, but you also have to clean the toilets.
Keeping it real, totally.
And that includes me. So it's, that's something that everyone really loves to do, and everyone picks up on.
Where is this mythical store? Where is it? We haven't discussed that.
No, so there's two.
Yep.
One in High Street and one in Ponsonby. And you've just moved.
Yes.
Next door.
Yes. So, yeah, a lot of my regulars, Penny, you know, people might know that the Ponsonby store was really heaving. It was, like, so filled with stock, it was pretty disgusting, actually.
Whereabouts in Ponsonby were you?
We're opposite the old fire station.
Oh, yes.
But I didn't really want to move because the store's so iconic. It's, like, it's painted bright green, everyone knows it. And so it was a really nervous thing to try and look for another space, but lo and behold,
that's a really difficult thing as a business, isn't it? You know, in business to sort of to risk the familiarity.
And there's a rule which says, you know, if you move, your customer needs to be able to see where you've moved to.
Yeah.
From where you were.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, maybe I made it up, I don't know, but it's a rule
it's a
for me.
Rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, good rule. It's a good rule. It's a good rule. And Penny, you wouldn't know that because you're too busy buying and selling clothes.
Yes.
Aren't you? You're too busy being the customer.
Yes.
Yeah. But we managed to move next door, which is, you couldn't really get any better than moving next door.
Yep. So bigger space.
Yeah, it's twice as big.
Not heaving as much.
Oh God, no.
Heaving
could,
less.
You could, I had a customer tell me she could swing her cat in the space.
So we don't want that, though.
I could bring my cat in.
Yeah, you can bring your cat in, you bring your dog in, bring your kid in, pretty much. You can fit everything and everyone in there. Yeah.
What about for the gentlemen? Do you do gentlemen's clothes
of
as well?
Of course we do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
oh,
totally.
Because, I mean, the odd person, I know that, I mean, for friends, have maybe outgrown some of their clothes.
You
know,
close
really
friends,
good clothes
eh?
That they spend loads of money on, they maybe put on, you know, maybe just...
They've shrunk. It's
become more solid, you know, and sort of, yeah, the clothes are shrunk, obviously.
Yes, clothes are shrunk.
Yeah.
Through washing.
In Ponsonby, we like to call it dad bod.
Oh, excuse me. Stick it up your ass in Ponsonby. Dad bod.
You're
a dad. Yeah,
happens
I am.
To the best of us.
But I dad bodded quite early on then, didn't I? Prior to my dadding. I just recently dadded. But I've been running dad. Maybe it's like okay.
And we do kids too.
Okay, cool.
There you go.
Cool,
we do kids. Bring them all in.
Yeah, cool. All right. So tell us what are the hot looks at the moment?
Oh, hot looks.
I suppose what you must do when you're recycling clothing, when you're bringing it back around for its new life. When you're basically Frankensteining it, you're bringing it back to life, and making it something wonderful. Then, I mean, you must get a whole bunch of stuff that's out of fashion, and you must have to go, all right, and now boom it back into fashion. You know, like but this is the beauty that's the technique, the skill.
So yeah, I mean, there's definitely.
Like not top hats or anything like that. Still hard to get them back in fashion.
Did they actually ever go out of fashion?
There's the steampunk look.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, that's monocles as well, and you don't do monocles, do you?
Oh, look, I'd take them if someone brought them in.
Hard to get them. I've got two monocles, and they're hard to find, I tell you.
No, I think there's definitely a skill in what we don't take, and that's the hard thing. Yeah.
There must be tears. Some people that bring in their own.
Totally.
Do people get
saggy?
Hell yeah.
How dare you not take my clothing to sell?
I paid $700 for these jodhpurs.
Yes, exactly.
And what do you mean there's no market for them?
And I've only worn them once on the horse.
Yeah.
What about, what's the kind of like, because your wardrobe must be amazing. You always dress really well. Have you ever, what's your favourite item that you've ever kind of had come in that you've bought?
Oh,
I bet that item. I bet you went, nah. I can give you a couple of bucks for it. Really, you just think yourself it's worth millions.
It's funny.
That's the beauty of owning the business. Well, look, I mean, I trust you.
Yeah, no, totally. Well, I wouldn't be here for 11 years, I suppose, if I was ripping people off. But
no, there must have been one. There must have been one garment though where you went, "Oh, that is mine. That is mine."
Oh no, totally. I'll tell you what, and it's a Prada bomber jacket, and I was going to wear it today, but I didn't. And yeah, I've had that like 5 years now, and it's the most beautiful. It's beautiful, but it's also practical, and I love it. And I actually almost lost it because I put it on hold for myself and I was like, yep, I'm totally going to get it. Put it upstairs, staff hold, put my name on it, dated it, the whole shebang.
Own the business.
Yep, you know, going to get it. And it went back down on the rack. And Penny will know what the black jacket rack looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's hard. It's, took me a while
Ladies
to
and gentlemen,
find it.
The black jacket rack. Here it is.
You got to see my wardrobe at home. It's pretty funny. It looks like a store.
I guess it's pretty black as well. Yeah.
But no,
Penelope Noir.
Part of it is that I am incredibly lucky because I can buy and sell. So my wardrobe is actually small.
That's good,
but
though.
But it comes and it goes.
Yeah, because that's that sustainability too.
Ebb and flow.
Yeah, totally.
I bought my friend an amazing 1960s vintage Chanel handbag from Tatties for her 40th.
What colour?
Red. It was a little tiny one.
Quilted?
And I like, that one from High Street. And I kept it for a couple of years.
We'll let you guys keep chatting about quilted Chanel handbags. and we'll move on. but thanks very much for coming in, Amy. Cheers.
Thank you.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast. Thanks to Tatties, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.